I swear I heard angels' wings rustling just then. And as we sit together here, all angels, all divine, the Christ just pulsating from each and every one of us. Knowing that in this outer sanctuary, the power that is here, because we are here, joined together, and we also know that we receive such power, such guidance, all the gifts we need by withdrawing from this community for these moments and going inside. Inside to that inner sanctuary. That place that we go to touch the garment, to get in touch with the Christ, the divine, that lives within us. To get in touch with that so we can express it and be that in this world, in our life. So I invite us now to prepare to travel to that sanctuary as we still our bodies and still our minds. Just become comfortable in our bodies without being particularly aware of them. And to still our mind to come to this now moment, right now. Forgetting everything else, but just be now, right now. And so allowing our breath that breathed us into existence, that breath of God that lives and moves in us, that breath of God that sustains us, to just let that become still. And moving with that breath to in our mind's eye see our arm outstretched and reaching for that garment, the hem of the garment. And in the story, we know that the woman only needed to touch that hem to be totally healed. And so as we reach for and touch, acknowledging the Christ that is already in our presence, the healing that is already in our life, but yet to go to that place to affirm this truth, to step fully into that power, and so I invite us for the next few moments, in the stillness of our inner sanctuary, perhaps clutching to the hem of the garment, embracing the Christ that is already within us, to take this time to perhaps ask, what whys do we need to let go of? To just release, to step away from, and what do we need to do to move forward? As we listen and wait in the beautiful sacred silence. And now, as we prepare to return to this outer sanctuary, continuing to hold on to the hem of that garment, continuing to remember who we are, to fully express that Christ, that divine in us, we give thanks for whatever we have experienced during this time in the silence, knowing that we can always return by just becoming still and going within. So we do give thanks for this time. And we give thanks in advance, knowing that we have the power to let go of the why and to step fully into the kingdom of heaven right here, right now. From why to what now? We give thanks for this time as our souls have resonated together, knowing that when we pray, that when we meditate, not only do we change our own consciousness, but the consciousness of this planet. And we do pray this in the beautiful consciousness of Jesus Christ and of the Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us. And so it is. Amen. And now we join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from from evil, for thou